successful, thriving, free Ukraine is the best possible rebuke to Putin and the best possible guarantor for your future. And for all of that, the United States is and will remain a committed partner.
The Biden administration takes aim at China with whopping new tariffs. Correspondent Peter King.
For electric vehicles alone, the tariffs would quadruple from 25 to 100%. Semiconductors, 25 to 50%. In all, $18 billion worth of imports that Biden administration officials say are aimed at encouraging China to eliminate unfair trade practices. The administration says those practices undercut U.S. jobs and manufacturing with underpriced goods.
Powerful storms are sweeping parts of the South. One woman was killed, two injured, including a five-year-old, when a tree fell onto a mobile home near Baton Rouge, Louisiana, as a twister tore through. Henderson Mayor Sherbin Collette.
I knew the weather was coming. I watched it all day long. And man, all of a sudden we started hearing the blowing and whistling. We couldn't open the doors. It was impossible.
A bolt of lightning shut down Hobby Airport in Houston for more than 3 hours. Major U.S. airlines are suing the Transportation Department over a new rule requiring them to let you know up front about extra charges for things like checked baggage and seat assignment fees. Airlines say it's an attempt to regulate private business operations beyond the government's authority. In Baltimore, the last piece of the collapsed Key Bridge went down with a bang last night. The controlled explosion broke up a chunk of the span that had been lying on top of the cargo ship that triggered the disaster. Ship's been stuck there ever since. Now it can go free. S&P futures up one. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is sponsored by Lee's Deli, serving Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
The Brewers lose to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Pirates chipped away through nine innings to win 8-6. Pittsburgh's Brian Reynolds went 5-for-5 with a pair of singles, two doubles, and then connected on a home run.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Just had good self-talk in the box to myself and got some pitches to hit.
Brewers first baseman Reese Hoskins suffering a hamstring injury running the bases. He's undergoing an MRI. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Reese's injury, obviously he's got a hamstring. We don't know anything more. I have an MRI in the morning, you know, to lose one of our leaders. We just got Yelly back. That's a big blow. Usually hamstrings are not better in a few days. You know?
Elsewhere, the Cubs lost to the Braves in Atlanta. The final score 2-0. NBA, Thanasis Antetokounmpo underwent surgery to repair a torn Achilles he suffered during workouts last week in training. Doctors say the procedure went fine, but the 31-year-old expected to miss the upcoming season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
WRJN weather. Breezy and mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles this morning. I think we will see a little clearing by late this afternoon. Our high today, 54. The wind will be north at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear down to 46. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high tomorrow right around 60. We'll get to 65 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An October jury trial has been scheduled for the former Racine County Corrections Supervisor accused of having a continued intimate relationship with an inmate. Court records from a status conference for 36-year-old Jacqueline Height shows a three-day jury trial on the calendar to start October 8th. Height has pleaded not guilty to more than 20 criminal charges and had worked at the state facility in Sturtevant. Her attorney says the relationship was consensual, but prosecutors argue even if there was consent, that type of relationship is against the law. A Racine native has been appointed as the head coach of Canada's men's national soccer team. With a coaching background at clubs like Leeds United and RB Salzburg, Jesse Marsh is set to lead Canada in upcoming friendly matches against the Netherlands and France. He's aiming to prepare the team for the Copa America later this year. For the past few years, a food giveaway has been taking place in Racine. It's coming to an end due to a lack of funds and donations. The Racine Police Department says the Journey DRT grocery giveaways at the Anthony Lane Cop House in Racine will no longer be taking place. During the 2 years of the events, almost 2 million pounds of food were given away in Racine. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. More news in 30 minutes.
WRJN.
I think you should buckle your seatbelt, but I feel bad for the people in the back seat. They always seem like they're less important than people in the front. You ever watch like four people get in the car? People in the back just sitting there. You know, people in the front are like buckling up like they're going out of the atmosphere. You know, click, click, clickety, click, 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 click. People in the back going, hey, what's going on up there? It don't matter, you're in the back. Your belts are squished down in those seats anyway. You'll never find them. Hey, wait a second. Don't start the car. They're trying to pull them out. Give me a rope or something. You know what I hate? When you're driving and you pick up a friend and they get in and they don't buckle their seatbelt up like right away, but they will like 10 minutes into the drive after you have some goofy turn. Without saying to you, they'll just, you know, pull that belt down. You got a problem all of a sudden? So what I do, as they're looking down, I go, ah! Ah!
Welcome and bienvenue, welcome. Friend, étranger, stranger. Glücklich zu sehen, je suis enchanté. Happy to see you, bleibe rest to stay. Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Im Kabarett, au Kabarett, du Kabarett. Meine Damen und Herren, Mesdames et Messieurs, Ladies and Gentlemen, Guten Abend, Bonsoir, Good Evening. Wie geht's? Comment ça va? Do you feel good? Ich bin euer Conferencier, je suis votre compère. I am your host and sage. Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Im Kabarett, au Kabarett, du Kabarett. Leave your troubles outside. So, life is disappointing. Forget it. In here, life is beautiful.
Life is beautiful.
The girls are beautiful. Even the orchestra.
That is Cabaret. Now, that's the original Broadway cast, but we've got the original Racine cast coming up in Cabaret, and that's opening soon. We've got Doug Ensign is here. He is the director of Cabaret, and Kaylee, let me get your name right here, Annabelle.
Correct.
Kaylee is the star. She plays the Jill Hayworth role or the Liza Minnelli role in Cabaret. Thank you guys for coming in early. Are you awake?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Get that microphone right between you guys. Move it up real close. I want to hear everything you guys have to say. Get real, real close. Okay, so when is Cabaret coming to the Racine Theater Gold? I know my tickets are June 1st. That's all I care about.
Friday. We open Friday.
So this Friday.
This Friday. We run for 3 weeks. So we're in our dress tech rehearsals and going to bed late, getting up early.
Now, is that a long time, 3 weeks?
No, that's our normal. We do 5 shows a year, 3 weekends and 2 shows a year, 2 weeks.
Okay, so Cabaret, obviously a big musical. Now, what I want to know is, at the original, the guy who first had to pitch this to the money people, the producers, he said, listen, I have this musical. It's about Nazis in this dilapidated club, all depressed. It's going to be a great fun night at the theater. And it turned out to be one of the biggest Broadway smashes in history. But could you imagine pitching that idea?
You know, every generation has its trend-setting show, and I think Cabaret was that for, you know, the late 60s.
Get real close to that mic, Doug.
Late 60s, early 70s. I think that was a, you know, groundbreaking show like Hamilton is now and Rent was back in the day. And I think every generation has its musical and where we're thinking we're naughty and exciting and new and breaking boundaries. And that's Cabaret back in 1960s.
1966. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you that when I was 1966, I was, 12 years old, something like that. And most kids were collecting rock and roll albums. I was collecting original cast albums. And my aunt got me Mame and Cabaret for Christmas that year, both because they both came out around the same time. And I still have the albums. I have the CDs, obviously, now, but I got that. So, Kaylee, turn that microphone. We only have one mic today, so you got to get real close to that. So give us a little bit of your background in the musical theater.
Oh, boy. I've been doing musical theater since I was a kid, and doing some summer programs and stuff. And then I did it throughout high school, and I decided, you know what? I'm not good at anything else. I'm going to go into school for this. So I'm from Indiana originally. I ventured up here. I went to school at Carthage, and I got a degree in music and one in theater, and I've been doing professional theater pretty much ever since.
Is this your first shot at the Racine Theater Guild?
It is not. I actually was Scuttle in The Little Mermaid, the last two productions that we did it. So this is
very different roles.
very different.
Right. I saw The Little Mermaid. Now, which one was Scuttle?
The Seagull.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I always have a great time. I grew up in New York City, so I went to a million Broadway shows. And when I brought my mother here, now my mother, this is not a New York snob, but she's a New York snob. I brought her, she just loved the Racine Theater Guild.
Excellent.
And she's, up until her last days, she was still talking about Glorious. Are they ever going to bring that back? Because she said, I never laughed so much in a show before. And I, you know, she's been to a million shows. I have all the playbills from all the shows she was at, including Funny Girl in 1963 with Barbara Streisand. 64 she went. But so Cabaret. So what made you pick Cabaret? Is it an expensive musical to put on? It's because you got the whole Kit Kat Club.
Yeah, we do. I don't know if it's any more expensive than anything else, but you know, we haven't done Cabaret. You know, and it's an old musical, and it's gone through lots of different revivals and different versions. And we're doing the 1998 version, which is a little different than the original.
What's different about it? I noticed when we were talking, there's a couple of different songs from the original show. And I think the language is a little different because I know where he says, the girls are beautiful. I think in the new version it says, the people are beautiful.
Oh, okay.
No?
Ours says girls still.
It says, hey, girls? Okay, yeah. I heard one version. Somebody was doing one of the songs, and they changed it to The People Are Beautiful. I just thought, pass that out.
Yeah, we still say orchestra, not radio announcer or anything like that. You know, even the radio announcer is beautiful. But there's a couple different songs and a little bit different dialogue, and they reorganized some things. This version is, I don't know, I didn't see the original of just the movie, but it's very theatrical. It's kind of a play within a play.
Give us a minute. What is the story about?
Well, Cabaret takes place in the rise to the Nazis in 1930s Germany, in Berlin. And it's kind of a free-spirited time where there's a club and people go there to live and let live and you know, forget your troubles. When you come here, everything is beautiful. And in this world, Cliff from America is coming to Berlin to write a story. And he walks into the Kit Kat Club, and there is Sally performing. And they start talking, and Sally gets bad timing on Sally's part, but she gets fired from her job. And so she just goes and moves in with Cliff. And it's like, hi, I'm here. And don't kick me out. And they have this passionate love affair, and in this world, we also, the place where Cliff lives is a boarding house, and Frau Schneider is in love with Herr Schultz, and he is a Jewish man, and we find out that that's not a good thing to do in that time period. Anyway, it's their stories, their love stories, their trials and tribulations that they have to go through. How they try to negotiate this time. And Schneider has this thing about, I'm a survivor. Nazis come, I will survive. The communists come, I will survive. We've had inflation. We've had wars, and I survive. And so this play is really about survival and how we get through it. And Cliff has another big line where, you know, if you're not, I'm paraphrasing, but if you're not against this, you're for this, you know, for evil to succeed, you know, you just have to sit back and do nothing. And, you know, what would you do if you were in a situation like this? And it's
a horrible time to live.
It is.
Especially in Germany, it must have been just a nightmare that people even survived.
So these plays, you know, these characters are very complex. And you'll see that when Sally, Haley sings Cabaret. It's just, there's so many things going on in her mind at that point, and she does it brilliantly. And But it's not as easy as just I'm singing a fun song. It's very complex, and I think the script and you know, dialogue is very well done, and the music, of course, is timeless.
Okay, why don't we hear the song? Cabaret, this is yours. Not you. She got. I'm not, Kaylee. I'm not going to make you sing it here. She got scared for a second. So the eyes open up. Here we go.
Meine Damen und Herren, Mesdames et Messieurs, Ladies and Gentlemen, and now once again, Fräulein Sally Bowles. What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. Time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine. Come hear the band. Come blow your horn. Start celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting. No use permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away. Life is a cabaret, oh chum. Come to the cabaret. I used to have a girlfriend known as Elsie, with whom I shared four sordid rooms in Chelsea. She wasn't what you'd call a blushing flower. As a matter of fact, she rented by the hour. The day she died, the neighbors came to snicker. Well, that's what comes of too much pills and liquor. But when I saw her laid out like a queen, she was the happiest corpse I'd ever I think of Elsie to this very day. I remember how she turned to me and said, what good is sitting alone in your room? Come here. The music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. Time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. And as for me, I made my mind up back in Chelsea. When I go, I'm going like Elsie. Start by admitting from cradle to tomb. Isn't that long a stay? Life is a cabaret, old chum. Only a cabaret, old chum. And I love a cabaret.
Okay, that's the original Broadway cast. Jill Hayworth doing Cabaret. It's not the the original Racine cast.
No.
But you do, that's your big showstopper.
Yeah, it's the big one.
Oh, yeah. Kaylee and Doug are here for the Racine Theater Guild. Cabaret opens Friday night. I know I have my June 1st tickets. I'm actually going to bring, I actually bought extra tickets because I'm bringing my brother and my sister-in-law. They get them out of the house and they love musicals and going to go see Cabaret. I took my sister-in-law in New York to see Chitty Chitty Bang Bang on Broadway. It was at, it was actually on 42nd Street. And I would love to see you do this. They flew a car above the audience, the old car, and it went all across. And I'm sitting there saying, what's holding this thing up? If this thing comes crashing down, I mean, they're going to wipe out about 25 people in the audience, but it didn't come crashing down. And they flew it for every performance. But you couldn't see what was holding the car up because they did it in the dark with just some lights on the car. So you couldn't see what was going on behind the scenes. But you don't have anything flying through the audience? No?
No.
Maybe a couple of bats in the thing? But
not that I've seen.
We have a little smoke and some flashing lights.
Oh, do you get flashing? Yeah. Yeah. Now, you got to warn people when there are flashing lights, don't you?
You do, yeah, because some people have, you know, reactions to that.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We've got more about Cabaret. We've got some songs to play, and it's coming to the Racine Theater Guild this Friday. You can't miss. Get your seats, all right?
Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you or someone you know would like to live at Fountain Hills, named number one for senior living in Mount Pleasant by senioradvisor.com, now is your chance. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. To grab this rare one-bedroom apartment, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Ready to transform your body and change your life? Let Blue River CrossFit Racine help you build a healthier lifestyle. Blue River centers everything around the three pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability. Their experienced coaches guide you through tailored dynamic workouts that are both challenging and fun. They also offer separate classes for kids and teens. This isn't just a gym, it's a like-minded community that's got your back. Getting started is easy. Visit Blue River CrossFit at 3801 Blue River Avenue in Racine or online at bluerivercrossfit.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Fred's Burgers in downtown Burlington, home of the world's best burgers. Sink your teeth into locally sourced buns and handmade burger patties made fresh daily. Today is Jumbo Wing Tuesday. Get 12 Jumbo Wings for $9.99. The magic kicks off at 10:30, so whether it's lunch or dinner, Fred's will satisfy your hunger. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's big deals at WRJN.com.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. we'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
And we've got some nice people in here, some guests from the Racine Theater Guild. I love the Racine Theater Guild. My wife and I have had season tickets for 17 years. Yeah, because that's how long we've been married. So. But I had tickets before that. But 17 years, the same seats. Yeah, I don't let anybody move in on my seats. And you know what? You have season tickets, the same two people sit in front of us for every show. There's two ladies there. I don't know their name, but every time I come in, oh, how are things doing? How you? Because you see, everybody's got season tickets. It's in the same spot every time. And, of course, every seat's a winner in that show. I remember once I moved my seat to get a different perspective on the stage. It's like church. Every once in a while, I'll sit on the other side, and it's like a whole new church service because you're seeing things from a different angle. But every angle's a winner.
Also, we talk about the Theater Guild. Everybody has a different experience and the same experience at the same time. Everybody sees something a little different. We're only 10 rows, and the audience sits on three sides. So
is that it? Just 10 rows?
10 rows and three sides. So we want everybody to have the same experience, but everybody sees it differently. So that's always the challenge when you're doing choreography or doing blocking, because everybody's going to see the scene differently, but we want them to have the same feeling when they leave. So that's it's a challenging and a fun thing.
So, now, this is your 100 and how much? How many shows did you direct?
Or be involved in? This is my 102nd.
Yes, people think I'm making that up. Look at Kaylee, her eyes just popped out. Now she's got new respect for you. She had no respect yesterday.
No. Words in my mouth.
Today, it's a whole new respect. 102 shows. Give us a little history of the Racine Theater Guild.
Well, we were founded in 1938, and we were homeless for a number of years. And if you ever go on the High Street, we had an old church at High Street for many, many, many years. It was an old pigeon club that they turned into a theater, and now I believe it's a church over on High Street. And in 1977, we moved into the Racine Theater Guild, and we've been in this wonderful, wonderful facility by Worcester Museum over on Northwestern Avenue. And if you haven't been there, you should see it. It's 400 seats, audience that's really close to the actors. It's really a wonderful place to hear a concert, a comedy show or a children's theater, or come see cabaret. You'll feel like you're part of the Kit Kat Club.
Now, here's something a lot of people don't know. Some of those lights you have hanging from the ceiling were given to you by CNN because they did, who was there? CNN did a whole town hall meeting there.
They did in Racine a number of years ago. They had two, Republican and a Democrat, did a debate with Paula Zahn, I believe was the host at that time during presidential elections, and they turned it into a studio. But some of our lights are older than Kaylee. So, we repurpose a lot of things at the Racine Theater Guild.
Okay, we got some more tunes coming up from Cabaret. We'll talk more about that and how they do the production. And where do you get this talent from? So that's all coming up. 728 WRJN Radio. We're now local news and timeless hits. Here's Pam Yonke.
Already getting some reports of people cutting their first crop alfalfa, and that may be good considering insect pressure out there. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. You know, we always can take our cue as far as insect pressure from farmers farther south. And in Illinois, they're already dealing with alfalfa weevil. That's according to Nick Sider. He's an extension entomologist for the University of Illinois.
Yeah, alfalfa weevil continues to be kind of the pest of the spring. So it was a problem in southern Illinois early. Now we've had reports as far north as Rockford and Grundy County, Illinois, of fairly serious alfalfa weevil infestations. So that's something right now. If you haven't already, if you've got some alfalfa, go out and take a look. Really, no matter where you are in Illinois, but particularly in the maybe northern half of the state where they would be the most active right now.
Nick Sider, he's an entomologist with the University of Illinois. Aside from keeping an eye on alfalfa weevil, he said that their black cutworm traps have also had particularly high counts this year, and they're also watching out for true armyworm. Markets in overnight electronic trade this morning. Well, soybeans are the soft one today. Numbers are next.
Imagine planting, tending, and raising your crops all season long, only to discover a micronutrient deficiency is robbing your yield potential. Once you spot signs of nutrient deficiencies, it can be difficult to bounce back. Get ahead of manganese, boron, and copper deficiencies with Moxin from CHS. Designed with a patented Levisol chelate, Moxin increases nutrient availability and provides your crops with the nutrition they need. Ask your local CHS retailer about the power of Moxin.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Pretty big day for dairy on Monday. Barrel cheese gained 6 cents to 197 and a quarter. 40-pound block cheese was unchanged at 198, and the AA butter gained back another 3¾ cents to 302¾ per pound. This morning, the June Class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 14 cents at 21.40. July's up a dime at 20.31 a hundredweight. December corn currently up a penny at 4.94. November beans down a nickel right now at 12.07. July wheat up 2½ at 6.89½. I'm Pam Yonke.
This report is sponsored by Fred's Burgers, Burlington's legendary burger satisfaction. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. An October jury trial has been scheduled for the former Racine County Corrections Supervisor accused of having a continued intimate relationship with an inmate. A Racine native has been appointed as the head coach of Canada's men's national soccer team. Jesse Marsh, a 1991 graduate of Case, brings his wealth of experience from coaching various clubs in Europe. For the past few years, a food giveaway has been taking place in Racine. It's coming to an end due to a lack of funds and donations. The Racine Police Department says the Journey DRT grocery giveaways at the Anthony Lane Cop House in Racine will no longer be taking place. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. More news in 30 minutes.
Breezy and mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles this morning. I think we will see a little clearing by late this afternoon. Our high today, 54. The wind will be north at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear down to 46. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high tomorrow right around 60. We'll get to 65 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Ladies and gentlemen, and now the Kit Kat Club is proud to present the toast of Mayfair, Fräulein Sally Bowles!
Mama thinks I'm living in a convent. A secluded little convent in the southern part of France. Mama doesn't even have an inkling that I'm working in a nightclub in a pair of lacy pants. So please, sir, if you run into my mama, don't reveal my indiscretion. Give a working girl a chance. Hush up, don't tell mama, shush up. Don't tell mama, whatever you do. If you
could keep it, I would never tell on you. I'm breaking every promise that I gave her. So won't you kindly do a girl a great big favor and please my sweet potato keep this from the mater, though my dance is not against the law. You can tell my papa that's all right, 'cause he comes in here every night, but don't tell mama what you saw. Mama, takes a monitor of Europe. There's a couple of my school shops and a lady chaperone. Mama doesn't even have an inkling that I left him on in Antwerp and I'm touring on my own. So please, sir, if you run into my mama, don't reveal my indiscretion. Just leave well enough alone. Hush up, don't tell mama. Shush up, don't tell mama. Don't tell mama whatever you do. If you had a secret, you bet I could keep it, I would never tell on you. You wouldn't want to get me in a pickle I'd go and cut me off without a nickel. So let's trust one another, keep this from my mother, though I'm still as pure as mountain snow. You can tell my uncle here and now, 'cause he's my agent anyhow, but don't tell mama what you know. You can tell my grandma, suits me fine, just yesterday she joined the line, but don't tell mama what you know. Mum's the word.
Mum's the word. Cabaret. That's the original Broadway cast. We've got the original Racine cast with us today. Kaylee, that's one of your big numbers, huh? You got how many numbers in this show?
I have five.
Five numbers. Five costume changes, right?
We'll say that. I have not counted them.
See, I can probably remember songs. The only song I really know by heart is like the theme song to the Beverly Hillbillies. I can remember that song. That's about it. After that, I make up my own lyrics as I go along.
Oh, sure, I do that. Not in the show, just in everyday radio.
Oh, that's good. Every song's going to be a world premiere.
No.
So you start Friday. Now, I got to ask you something. Are you nervous?
Oh yeah, I'm always nervous. I've done lots of shows. You know, I've been doing professional theater for over 10 years, and you're always nervous. If someone tells you they're not nervous, they're lying.
Now, Doug, when you direct the show, how many performances do you attend? Because I spoke to the director of your last show. What was his name? Great show. Not Now and Then, the one after that. What was the one you just had after Now and Then? Get close to that, Michael.
Oh, you're talking about Nathan Stamper?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
He said he stays for about the first one, and that's it. Do you stay for all the... How many shows do you stay for as director?
Well, occasionally I try to get a day off. So I'm here for most of them, but every once in a while I'll try to take a Saturday night off to see my wife and children. But, you know, I wear two hats. I am the managing and artistic director. So besides, you know, directing plays, I also need to make sure that, you know, everybody's taken care of when they come to the theater. So I'm at the theater a lot and shaking hands and making sure everything goes right. So
pressing the flesh.
I don't necessarily watch every show. I have a video monitor in my office.
Do you really?
So I can spy on them if they're doing something that I don't approve of. But, you know, I'm not in the booth. I'm sure the stage manager is grateful that I'm not in the booth every minute of every day. But so I'm there for a great majority of them. But most of the time I'm in the lobby or I'm doing paperwork in my office.
Now, one of the biggest roles next to Kaylee's role is the role of the MC. Because kind of directs the entire production and tells what's coming up. And as you heard before, it starts the whole show off. Who's your MC?
Matt. I'm not really great at his last name, but Pensky, I think is how I pronounce it. I just call him Matthew.
Okay.
Mr. Matthew. He's a great man. He was the barber in Sweeney Todd.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, yeah. So he's really
he was great in that.
He's got great stage presence, and he said it was a bucket list show for him, and he's having a great time, and you know, he's got the look. He's a bald guy, and he's just having a great time doing it. And you have to kind of like him, you know, because he's on a lot. You know, he introduces a lot of the show. He's part of the show. He helps create this world. The man never leaves the stage. He runs off stage, maybe changes his costume, is right back on again.
He hits a bathroom, comes back, and that's it. Okay, so, and you have 17 parts in this show. Now, some of them are in the ensemble, some of the chorus girls and so forth. And you have the audience members. Now, when I say the audience members, the Kit Kat Club members are on stage. Do they all have parts, or they just sit there and enjoy the show?
I think most of them have lines and solos and different things that they do. Sally talks about Bobby and Victor, and they're all introduced by name, Hans.
Now, did you have to get Nazi uniforms for the show? How'd you do that?
We have a Nazi armband. That's the only thing that we need. This version's a little different than the first version, where they have a bunch of Nazi officers come to the Kit Kat Club. Mm. In this one, it's just one guy who wears an armband.
Yeah.
So it's not full Nazi wear.
Yeah, and for people who don't know, the movie won Best Picture of the Year with Liza Minnelli and Joel Grey repeating his role. So where do you find the talent? Not just this show. When you put out an audition call, I mean, I know in New York City, they probably have lines and lines and lines of people wanting to be in a show on Broadway. Does the same thing happen to you? Do you get a lot of people who say, I want to be in the show? Because you have your stock company, too. I know Bob Benson is in your regular stock. You get the usual, your regular people. You have performing.
Yeah, we have some people that have been at the Theater Guild for 30 years or more, and you know, do a lot of different things, not only just act. Like you mentioned Bob, he's the costume designer on this show. So
is he really?
Yeah, so you go from a lot of people have a long commitment in different areas. But I think certain shows bring out certain people. When we did Rent, there was a huge amount of people that tried out.
I loved your version of Rent. I loved it.
When we did Sweeney Todd, we had a huge amount of people. A tryout. You know, the harder shows are when we do the daytime performances. You know Kaylee was a Scuttle in Little Mermaid, and that's a little harder to cast because they have to give up time during the day for the school shows. So, but when we do good shows like Cabaret, a lot of people come out. We've got people from the Milwaukee area. We've got people from Kenosha, everywhere in between. Very, very, very lucky. You know, you have good material, you get good people.
Now, are you like in the movie A Chorus Line, where people are auditioning on stage? Thank you. Next. You don't do that, do you?
No.
next.
Casting is the thing that I hate the most in my job.
Do you have to tell people no?
They do. And these are people that want to volunteer their time, and they're really talented. We had a lot of good people audition that we weren't cast in the show. And I don't like that. And then, I mean, I don't, people, you know, they have their hearts set on it. They work all year on an audition. They practice. Sometimes people even, you know, pay people to coach them, and they come in and I don't cast them. And, you know, it's hard. And these are really good people that are committed to the arts in Racine. And the thing about my job I least like is telling people no. I'd like to have, I want the exact amount of talented people to try out for the show.
Well, and the saying no, I mean, people really want to do this because they love theater. They love performing. Kurt Ballman, who's now our new afternoon guy here at WRJN, he did theater.
Well, and he did theater for you too. And he did sound design, and he's his wife.
Yeah. And they were both in the Music Man together in college. He was in the How Can There Be Any Sin in Sincere or Ice Cream. Remember that role in the Music Man? You don't remember that, do you, Kaylee? That's way before you.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I mean, Music Man is a huge classic.
You know, when I remember my mother and father taking me to see the movie The Music Man in 1962, I was a little kid. And I remember my father saying, Robert Preston? Because Robert Preston, up to that point, was a cowboy actor and a nasty guy. He never played a good character in the movie. He's always nasty. He said, Robert Preston is going to be in The Music Man? I mean, nobody else can do it like Robert Preston. And there's a show that's had so many incarnations on Broadway. The latest one with Hugh Jackman was a huge sensation on Broadway. First of all, it's got great music. And, you know, you've done The Music Man, right?
We did. It's been a while, and probably one of our best-selling shows. We could probably still be running Music Man if, you know, we wouldn't have to do other things. But we also got involved with the Derry Statesmen. It was a barbershop group in town.
And so they were in the studio once. My wife hired them to sing me on their birthday or my anniversary. They came in and they sang right in front. Oh, Valentine's Day it was.
Sure.
They sat in the studio years ago, and they just walked in. I don't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
And
so talented group. Yeah. Again, we had some Carthage people that were the leads in that. And so we have a connection with Carthage College.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so you picked that. Now, how far in advance did you have to pick out Cabaret? You got to keep moving. We only have one microphone in here today, so you got to keep moving that back and forth. How long in advance do you say, we're going to book Cabaret? I mean, was it a year ago?
Well, the board approves our next season in January. So start reading plays pretty soon. We'll start reading for next year, and then the board approves them in January, and we have to go, you know, try to get the rights to do that. And then our new season starts in July.
Yeah, how do you do that? How do you get the? You've been turned down for rights too, right?
We have, absolutely.
I mean, you can't just do any show you feel like doing, because if it's currently making its national tour or on Broadway or in Chicago, you guys are out in the cold, right?
Right, and we're in an awful position between Milwaukee and Chicago. You know, it's not like people are flocking to go to Chicago to pay $150 for a ticket, or come to the Theater Guild and pay $20 a ticket. You know, I mean, we're in a different market here. So.
And, you know, I got to say that, because it is such a reasonable price, especially if you're an old codger like me, you get the senior discount. But the prices are so reasonable, because you're right. I remember when we saw Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, they said that's $125. And that was a while ago. And Hamilton is way up there. You could pay a ton of money to go see Hamilton on Broadway. I was just shocked to see the ticket prices in New York. We saw Jersey Boys in Chicago. It was expensive, but it's always a great price.
You can get a ticket for what you pay for parking in Chicago or Milwaukee. So it's a good deal. But, you know, so anything that's coming through Milwaukee or Chicago, we get shut down, and or they just keep delaying it. Well, you have to ask in another month. We can't wait forever. We can't just put to be determined on our schedule. And to answer your question, you know, we have to have it all approved in January, and this opened so a year in May. So.
Actually, we'll have your new schedule sitting on our coffee table out in the lobby, except there's 20 boxes on top of it, but I'll go grab it. Kaylee, another one of your songs.
Oh, lovely. Which one?
30 songs you're going to sing in the show. This is, I think this one's Perfectly Marvelous.
Oh, that's a cute little one.
Okay, here it is. And then we're going to tell you how to get tickets to go see Cabaret opening this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild.
If anyone should ask you about me one day, Cliff, you have two alternatives. You can either say, yes, it's true, we're living in delicious sin. Or you can simply tell them the truth and say, I met this perfectly marvelous girl in this perfectly wonderful place as I lifted a glass to the start of a marvelous year. Before you knew it, she called on the phone, inviting. Next moment, I was no longer alone, but sat reciting some perfectly beautiful verse in my charming American style. How I dazzled her senses was truly no less than a crime. Now I'm this perfectly marvelous girl in my perfectly beautiful room, and we're living together and having a marvelous time.
Oh, Sally, I'm afraid it wouldn't work. You're much too distracting.
Distracting? No, inspiring. She tells me perfectly marvelous tales of her thrillingly scandalous life, which I'll probably use as a chapter or two in my book. And since my stay in Berlin was to force creation, what luck to fall on a fabulous
ocean and perfectly marvelous too. It's a perfect agreement to be just as still as a mouse while I'm giving my novel a whirl. Yes, I've a highly agreeable life in my perfectly beautiful room with my nearly invisible, perfectly marvelous girl.
I met this truly remarkable girl in this really incredible town, and she skillfully managed to talk her way into my room.
Oh, Cliff.
I have a terrible feeling I've said a dumb thing. Besides, I've only got one narrow bed.
We'll think of something.
And now this wild, unpredictable girl,
and this perfectly beautiful man,
dark, and deliriously entertaining. Cabaret opens this Friday at the Racine Theatre Guild. In 1929 Berlin, the fantastical world of the Kit Kat Club is an escape from the grim reality creeping in outside of its walls. Cliff, an American writer, is swept up by the club and the one and only Sally Bowles. As the year unfolds, the beautiful facade cracks as an evil power grows. Will love, loyalty, and humanity have a chance? Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's big deals at WRJN.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I like using credit cards for my daily spending, but that's not right for everyone. Ask yourself, do you pay off your entire bill every month? I mean the whole thing, not just the minimum. If you do, nice. Credit cards are working for you. You could be earning some cash back or points. But if you're not paying them off, well, then you are working for the credit card. You are definitely paying too much interest on what you're borrowing, and that points and cash math, yeah, that's never gonna work in your favor. But hey, if that's your situation, don't get down on yourself. A lot of us have been there too. My tip, it's not rocket surgery. Stop spending on those cards until you pay your balances off. It'll take some effort and a good plan. I've got a video to help you out. Search for Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. I'm Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Take good care.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around, to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Gwitt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between DePere and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
And our guests are Kaylee Annable and Doug Incenis. And Doug is the artistic director of the Racine Theatre Guild, but directed Cabaret, which opens up Friday. And Kaylee, you have the you have the lead. I'm going to say that because the MC's not here today. So
well,
I guess,
thank you. I'll take it.
You know what? If he wanted to be the lead, he should have shown up here today. He didn't show up, so you're the lead. And you've got... it's now, some of the songs we were talking about are not on the original cast album. They added... you said there was a 1998 update to the show. I didn't know that.
Yes, we are doing the 1998 version.
Now, who updated the show? Who had the nerve to go say, we're going to take this Tony Award-winning show, Academy Award-winning movie, and you know what? We're going to add to it. Who had the nerve to do that?
I could not tell you, to be honest.
Was that Doug? Did you ever write music for a show? Did you ever write a show before? No, play nothing? Did you ever?
When I was in college, I wrote a variety show called Casts. Comedy, acting, singing, talent show, and I wrote the bits in between different things. But no, I'm not a writer. I'm a very good editor of other people's work. I can always make their work better,
sure.
But it's not something that I do. But so, you know, I think every new revival on Broadway, they work with the original people and they change it. You know, the one that Eddie Redmayne is doing is different than 1966 version and the 1998 version. So whenever they reimagine these on Broadway, I think there's a process of going through with the playwrights and you know, the people who write the music, and they get permission. Obviously, it's not something that I can do. I sign something saying that I won't change it.
Do you really? You have to do.
You sign the contract. It says you don't have the right to change it without permission. So they have to go through permission.
So no ad-libbing, nothing like that.
Well, yeah, no, we do just what we're supposed to do, right?
Don't go tell us stuff. Well, we're going to play the finale from the show now. And if people want tickets, Doug, grab that microphone again. Cabaret opens Friday. There are still tickets available.
There are.
Not a sellout, but there are always seats available. But you should get them because they do sell out sometimes for performances. I know at the Christmas shows, sometimes, you know, I want that extra seat. Sorry, they're all gone. And you don't want that to happen. So, if you want tickets, you can go to the box office in person, or how else can you get the tickets?
Well, we have a way, you know, you can do it online at www.racinetheater.org or call the box office at 262-633-4218. As you said, from noon to 6, Monday through Friday, you can stop by and buy some tickets. But I wouldn't wait till the day of the show because we do sell out, and all of a sudden make plans to come down to Racine or something, and you'll find out we're sold out. So,
you know the 50-50 raffle you guys do?
Yeah.
You know I won that 3 times in a row once?
You shouldn't tell people that because they don't like you when you do that.
Well, here's what happened. The third time, I was embarrassed. And so the person, I said, here's the ticket. Just go call. You call him. And I'll, you know, I didn't want to be up there again. Like, him again, the fix is in.
Yeah.
You know? And so I won it 3 times. After that, I bought the tickets, and I said, I hope I don't win. What if? Well, you guys, I love when you guys have come in here to talk about the upcoming shows, because every show is a winner. I don't care if it's a play, a musical. I have never seen a show at the Racine Theater Guild, including the one you did about that. It was about the Green Bay guys fishing in a fishing lodge.
Oh, Guys on Ice?
Yeah, that was great. And you did one about the Packers.
Lombardi.
What was that?
It's called Lombardi.
Lombardi. Mm-hmm. What a great... I actually have a picture on my phone I took of the... I took it after the show was done, when they were taking bows on stage. And what a great show, Lombardi. I don't know where you find these shows, but do you have like a committee that looks for them?
We do. We have some volunteers that meet with me and a member of the board and our staff, and we read a lot of plays and try to figure out what everybody wants to see and what we can do well.
Okay, Cabaret at the Racine Theater Guild starting Friday. Performances, what, Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays? Evenings and matinees?
Yeah, and sometimes Thursday.
Okay, Kaylee, I can't wait to see you in the show. I know it's going to be great.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited.
And wave to me in the show.
I'll do my best.
No.
I wave at a lot of people.
And I'm telling everybody now, shut your cell phones off and bring cough drops with you. Because there's always somebody who...
And unwrap them beforehand.
Yes!
Please don't unwrap them during the musical number.
Does that bother you when people start making those noises?
Oh, yeah, we can hear everything.
You know, it's rare, but it happens sometimes. People in the audience, their cell phone goes off, and the actors on stage, even on Broadway, will stop the show. Give me that cell phone. They'll do something like that. And, you know, shut the cell phones off. All right. Good luck, Cabaret. I know it's going to be a smash hit. I'm going June 1st. I can't wait to go see it. Cabaret at the Racine Theater Guild opens up this Friday. Get your tickets now. Don't miss it.
Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Fremde, étranger, stranger. Glücklich zu sehen, je suis enchanté. Happy to see you, bleibe rechte stay.